Glad to see you are still with us, Subject 67-29. It's been a few weeks since our last check-in. In the interim, you've been subjected to multiple tests and scans. That way, we can get a better understanding of how the human body works compared to ours. Do you remember how long it's been since you first volunteered for this program? 3 weeks. 3 weeks you've been floating in our humble spaceship. For 3 weeks, you've let us run quite a number of tests, and we've discovered a shocking number of things. The biggest one being, our bodies are more similar than they are different. I was actually surprised. For example, we both have metalloproteins to supply our bodies with oxygen. In humans, we've discovered that the main element used is iron. This differs from ours because we have copper as the main component. The iron seems to give your blood a reddish tint, but the copper gives ours more of a greenish-blue color. Despite our planets being light years away from each other, life develops similarly on both planets. This is going to be a huge breakthrough for some of the scientists back on Onis. Strangely enough, that wasn't the only similarity between our body compositions. Did you know collagen and keratin were both found in our bodies? While yours went into adapting your limbs, skin, creating hair, fingernails, stuff like that, ours went into other structures. While we have all of that, the thing that separates it from us is that we also have tentacles. I know you've seen them around. I'm not displaying mine right now because I thought they would be a distraction during our conversation. All of us have the ability to take out or hide our tentacles. They come from a small pocket in the back, what you would call your lower spine. We develop tentacles mostly for communication. Just like how some animals on Earth use their tail to communicate, we communicate with each other non-verbally, using only symbols from our tentacles. Do you have anything similar to that on Earth? Wow. So you have your own form of communication like this. It's called sign language. How fascinating. Do you happen to know any of it? I'll have to tell Azar about this. She's going to want to know everything. She's our linguistic specialist for the mission. I'm the medical person. Hence why I'm in here now, going over your charts with you. One of the things that was strange to learn was humans are warm-blooded. Because of how warm our planet naturally is, we never developed a need for it. Seems like it would come in handy when we're on long space missions. Wouldn't have to keep this place at 75 degrees to be comfy. Now, I did have a few questions to ask of you. Upon observation, we noticed that when things would start to get hard for you, like you were running for too long or asked to lift something that was too heavy, you would flare your nostrils and start breathing really heavily. When we do that, it means we're detecting an emotional change. We can smell the shift. Is that what it means in humans, too? How interesting. So you can't smell anyone's emotions? And you can't just read them either, can you? So what you're saying is that human emotions are more nuanced than that. You convey how you feel in things like micro-expressions and in the tone in your voice, is that correct? It was only a guess based on all of our previous conversations. I don't know if you realize it, but whenever we speak, you don't hide anything from me. At least not well. I'm not even sure if you know you're trying to hide anything when you speak. I can tell your every emotion just from looking at your cute face. The trace hormonal differences in your scent do help me determine what the expression on your face is actually saying. It would just be a lot simpler if humans had tails or tentacles or something. Plus, it would just make you look a lot cuter. If I can say something without it being too offensive, humans look like biology's unfinished design. I mean, where's the rest of it, you know? But back to what I was saying. If you had a tail or a tentacle like I did, then you would always know what someone is thinking or feeling. Since you don't really have nonverbal indicators, that's why humans place such an emphasis on speaking, huh? I'm starting to understand more of Earth's culture now. Look at me go. All thanks to you, no less. I like to think that we've become sort of friends throughout this whole experience. I know you're technically a volunteer and I'm your doctor. But that doesn't mean we can't be friendly. I like to get to know all of my patients on a personal level. It lets me understand their biology better. I actually had a few more questions about that, if it's all right for you. So my species has the ability to regenerate limbs. We can't grow a heart if ours stops working. But if we get a tentacle cut off or a sucker gets sliced in half, we just discard it and grow a new one. It's a rather quick process that happens over the course of the week. When we were scanning your body, we found a few of these marks that look like lacerations. Looking closer, the wounds themselves are healed. Is this a human's form of regeneration? I understand the concept of healing. We heal all the time. If someone gets sick, the only thing one can do is rest in bed until it's over. Are you saying that any injury a human gets, they wear it on their body for the rest of their life? Wow. That's fascinating. I can't imagine only having one of everything for the rest of my life. Your limbs must be quite precious if you can't regrow them. No wonder human cities are littered with doctors' offices and hospitals. We thought you were going overboard, but no. You need all the space you can get to house all those hurt people. Do injuries take a while to heal? Okay, that makes sense. It makes sense that it depends on the severity of things. Different injuries require different regenerations. So, If you were doing a test up here and your leg happened to get caught in the treadmill, you would simply allow yourself to feel the pain instead of getting rid of it? Is that what you're saying? I just can't imagine. Though it does make sense why you were so opposed to us cutting off any specimens. I just assumed you didn't want us to take it to the back and turn it into a mini-you, but it's actually worse. It's because your body would be changed. Permanently. It makes me wonder what else about the human body is permanent, considering the temporary status it holds. Everything in the universe is temporary. One day, you'll return to the stars that you were made of. We all will. But for now, you have found yourself here. Every decision made by every other living being in the universe from all of time has brought you here to be with me. I would have thought, because our bodies are made of the same composition, that we would have the same structures, the same outcomes, but no. Despite being made of the same things, growing up on opposite ends of the galaxy has us developing in different ways. I do have another question for you. It might be a little embarrassing, but I would really hope you can answer it honestly. Do humans also get sexual urges? That explains some of the readings we have been receiving then. You see, I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything, I promise. But late at night, we pick up that your heart and your breathing gets faster. There's also movements that we can't quite explain. I propose the theory that you are handling your urges. But my colleague insisted that it was an elaborate sleep ritual that all humans do. While I said it's possible it's both, she insisted that it was solely for sleep. So I guess my question is, what do sexual urges feel like for a human? Really? Can you explain it in more detail? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Oh. Hmm. That is shockingly similar to how we have sex. Reproduction is a different story. We can get into that later. Right now, I want to know more about this. So you start to feel like a pressure build up, and then you just have to release it? Is that what you're saying? It's just so similar to how we do things. There's usually some sort of a repetitive motion, and there's friction involved. Sometimes there's holes, other times it's just tentacles. You really never know what you're going to get. Oh, that feels good. As I start to let them out, you watch with wide eyes, seeing my tentacles for the very first time. It's more than you were expecting. Practically a whole horde behind me. Each of these tentacles helps me do things. For example, this one right here is super dexterous and is great at handling small tasks. Meanwhile, this one is really strong and good for opening jars and stuff like that. As you can see from how they're moving, they act with a mind of their own, constantly writhing against each other, against me, practically swimming in the air. You can't take your eyes off of them. The look of wonder in your eye gives me an idea. Do you want to touch one? I wouldn't offer if I didn't want you to. Go ahead. Take one of my slimy tendrils in your hands. How does it feel? It's kind of thick. Your fingers barely close around it, and it starts to move between them. Why don't you give it a stroke? That's good. I wasn't expecting you to just reach for it, but it feels nice. No, it does. It does. It feels. The thing is, her tentacles are really sensitive. One of these tendrils happens to be a sexual organ for reproduction, actually. Long and skinny. It has a hollow center. You could call it an ovipositor, as we lay eggs in our broodmare in order to grow the population. I don't have any intentions on breeding you, little human. Not yet, at least. I would need to make sure your body can take care of it. Right now, we haven't collected enough data. Don't know enough about the human reproductive system to even know if it's possible. You certainly know the right motions. Keeping a gentle but firm grip on my tendril. If you want to volunteer yourself for a study of that nature, you can. I would just have to do a simple test to make sure you can handle it. Before you sign any paperwork, you would be asked to take my tentacle one time, just to make sure you enjoy it and that your body can actually handle it. We don't want you getting hurt or injuring yourself or anything like that, because quite frankly, that's a liability. Is that something you would maybe want to try? As you stop stroking my tentacles, I see your head nodding yes. I'll need you to lay back and take off your robe. I know you haven't had the most exciting wardrobe since getting here, but it's easier to have you wear something like a robe. It allows for easy access to everything. Now I need you to put your legs in the stirrups, subject 6729. Good job. You watch as my tentacles start to get closer, to wrap around your wrists, another to wrap around your ankles, anchoring you in place. This is to help support you. I don't know how much force your body can handle. I don't want to go too hard on you. You told me injuries take a while to heal, and you don't exactly have regeneration. I wouldn't want to hurt my sweet volunteer. You wiggle your hips in anticipation, watching as an extra long tendril snakes between my legs. If at any point it's too much for you, you are going to say red. Understand? Make me proud, little human. Oh. Mm-hmm. Nothing but tide heat engulfs me as my tentacle slithers inside your eager hole. Long and skinny, didn't even have to worry about prep. It gradually gets thicker the closer to the base you get, offering a gradual stretch for the broodmare. Does it feel different from a human's? It's better than one, isn't it? Can feel the suckers inside you, moving against the inner walls. You didn't think it would feel so good so fast, but it does. Haven't been with anyone for at least 3 weeks. Your body must be so bent up. The way you describe human sex to me, it's this release of energy. You need this release, don't you? I've been poked and prodded by us with no relief. Getting all worked up every night with only your hand for company. It's been torture for you, little human. Feeling my tentacle inside you is the first thing that gives you hope, isn't it? Reminds you just how good your body can feel. Up here, the days start to blend into nights. Everything feels the same. You've lost track of time. At least this way you'll be able to track it by how many times I fuck you in a day. If you're going to be introduced into the breeding program, you're going to need to get used to this. You'll be split open on someone's tentacle 24/7 until the eggs take. From there, you're going to grow them for 6 months. It could be one extra large egg. It could be a bunch of smaller ones. It could even be 3 medium-sized ones. It really depends on the species and how much their body can take. What do you think you'll be able to handle, little human? For your sake, I hope you do. From the way you're all tightened around me at that, it's almost like you're looking forward to it. If I had known you were going to be this excited to be a broodmare, I would have set you up with that program from day one. You wouldn't have had to waste so much time with the scans, getting poked and prodded, answering questions. Originally, we were just trying to figure out how the human body works. But now my goals have shifted. I want to see if you have what it takes to carry eggs. That's what you want, isn't it? Yeah, you're going to make such a good broodmare for us, little human. You're doing such a good job of taking the tentacle. You wouldn't know if... No, if... you feel so good. Making me get tongue-tied. I lost my train of thought. Do you see what you do to me, little human? This is where you were supposed to be from day one. You feel yourself getting fuller as it delves just a bit deeper inside you, tip flicking around. The suckers make sure to apply pressure to your inner walls, making it harder for you to keep your focus. You're grateful for the tendrils holding you down. Otherwise, you would be bucking all over the place. As your pleasure grows, your words turn to noises as more moans spill from your pretty lips. That's it. What a good subject you are, taking everything so well. Looks so good doing it, too. Can't believe I didn't think of offering this sooner. It's clear you wanted this from the very start, haven't you? You heard me mention that I have tentacles, and your brain couldn't help but start thinking about them. Never got to see them before today. You had no clue how many I had, where they come from, how they would work. You only saw them on others. Now that you're feeling them, you don't want to ever give it up. The tentacles not in use massage your body, leaving not a single inch of your skin left unattached. As bruises start to form from the suckers, you arch into the touch, craving more of it. Such a needy little human. Had no idea that you would share the same reproductive methods as us. Well, almost. It's close enough to be similar. I'm hoping the fact that your body is so warm proves to be a benefit for the eggs. Maybe they'll grow even faster because they're incubating in heat instead of having to find a source for it. There's just so many possibilities. We are going to have to test out on you if you pass. Oh, you're going to be constantly filled with eggs, aren't you? Willing to waddle down the hallway, everyone knowing your status as broodmare to me. It's not like you could really keep it a secret. Going to look so fucking sexy, it'll be even harder to keep my tentacles to myself. I didn't think I would end up finding a human so attractive, but here we are. I don't think I could have resisted you if I even tried. Just listen to the sounds you make. Getting closer to your relief. You try to focus with me, but you can't. The tentacles keep you in place. You can only take what you're given. You don't need anything else. No, no, no. I've got you, little human. You relax and let me take care of you. Don't need to worry about anything besides making me come. That's why you're here. That's your entire job right now. Oh, you gotta prove that you have what it takes to be a broodmare. I'm not going to accept the new job for you if you don't have what it takes. I want only the best of the best. That's what you have to give me, little human. Your best. Otherwise, how am I going to trust you with my eggs? I just couldn't. So make me come. Prove to me that you have what it takes to be a proper broodmare. Going to have clutch after clutch of eggs. Just how you are meant to. It would almost be a shame to have put you anywhere else, right? I know, little human. I know. It feels so good. Your hole takes me perfectly. Like this is what it's supposed to be doing this entire time. As the tendril twists just right. You see stars bucking into me. Your body reacts before your brain does as pleasure fills your body. You find yourself getting closer, practically teetering on edge as my thrusting gets more powerful. This hole of yours is going to be the death of me. So tight around my tentacle, almost like you're sucking it. It's too much. You wanna come with me, don't you? Oh, my sweet little subject, you can come. You've earned it. You deserve it. Prove to me that you can be a broodmare. Go with me. Well, I think I can say you passed. Should I spread the good news? I'm glad. As my tentacles start to retract, you mourn the loss of their weight against you. The pressure was nice, almost like a weighted blanket. As you feel more of your naked body exposed to the air, goosebumps appear on your skin. Cum drips out of your pretty hole. Look, every part of a well-used test subject, little human. You certainly enjoyed yourself, didn't you? Nodding dreamily, like you don't trust your voice still. Didn't realize how easy it was to make a human all fucked out. Are all humans this sensitive? Or are you just a special case? Well, lucky me, because we're definitely going to be doing that again. I want to know just how many eggs you can take. I'm sure it's going to be quite a lot. I wasn't expecting the insides of a human to be so flexible. You molded perfectly to my shape. Every brush of the suckers inside you pushed you closer to the edge. Could tell from how you twitched around me. It was almost too much from the very start, wasn't it? But you did it, and you enjoyed every second, didn't you? That's right, little human. You did a good job. I'll pass the readings along to Azar, and she'll let me know if you qualify for the Broodmare program. If it was up to me, you would start today. I would find a way to produce eggs and breed you this very second. But sadly, that's not how things work around here. We have to do things the proper way. Otherwise, one of us could get fired. I'm not going to risk my job when we've just started this fun little relationship. I finally have an excuse to come and visit you more often. I'm certainly not going to waste that. It's so exciting because I'm finally going to have a broodmare of my very own. You don't know how long I've been wanting this little human. I see all my colleagues in the hallways with their own ones, showing them off, talking, and I've been jealous for so long. Seems I was just waiting for the right one, because you're perfect, my subject. None of the other broodmares can even compare to you. You're so attractive, so charismatic, it's practically magnetic. I've never found myself caring for a subject the way I do for you. It kind of scares me how important you've become. I don't normally get attached this quickly. Something about you, it feels different. It feels safe. Like I can let my walls down around you. You make me feel safe.